This is BOA's Beer Lunch, and I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, President-elect Joe Biden will unveil his plan on Thursday to revive the U.S. economy. These plans come as evidence mounts that economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic is flagging, despite trillions of dollars in government spending. With his fellow Democrats narrowly controlling both houses of Congress, Biden appears to have a good shot at passing a third massive rescue package that could include everything from another round of stimulus payments to an increase in the minimum wage. Biden has said he wants more direct relief to go to families, like what happened in the last stimulus package, which provided $600 in direct payments. Biden wants to raise that figure to $2,000. The funds could help revitalize a recovery that appears to be buckling under the weight of the nationwide surge in COVID-19 cases. The government on Thursday reported a surge in new jobless claim filings in the first week of 2021, and the latest nationwide employment statistics showed the world's largest economy is shedding jobs, or was in December. Biden will take office on Wednesday of next week after a rough transition that saw violent supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump invade the U.S. Capitol while lawmakers were meeting to certify the Democrats' election victory. In global markets, investors shrugged off U.S. President Donald Trump's second impeachment voted on yesterday and focused instead on reports that Biden's economic stimulus package could indeed be huge. Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez will take the stage at U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony this week. Biden's team cited Lady Gaga's advocacy of LGBTQ rights and Lopez's work to raise awareness about the heavy impact